And Esmeralda is in. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I don't know how Dave is going to get here so quickly from the TV station.
The cats.
Because I just, maybe the cats are going to carry him because I just saw him on TV.
They float him back over.
Okay. Well, let's get ready for that to happen. And while we're waiting, can you understand, can you even believe it's Skip Skipley.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Skip. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, man. Yeah. So, hey, you didn't request Kokomo earlier, did you?
I didn't, but coincidentally, Mike Love was captaining the ship this week.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
You should have kicked his ass.
He's playing Ravinia. He's a lovely man. Oh. Don't say that about Mike.
Do you think Mike Love called in as Skip?
Yeah, that would
be.
I wouldn't be surprised by that if that's what happened. Skip, are you left-handed?
I am left-handed.
Look at that. Skip's left-handed. All the best game show hosts and contestants, not contestants, panelists are left-handed.
We don't know that either, maybe. Maybe that dude from Price is Right, or not Price is Right, Press Your Luck was left-handed.
Press Your Luck. Maybe he was.
I mean, I don't like it because I disdain anybody who cheats at a game show.
I don't think he cheated.
There's debate.
I don't,
we kick that around the Hall of Fame all the time.
Well, what does Peter Tamarkin think? That's the most. Peter Tamarkin was the host. What
does anybody count Peter Tamarkin's opinion? Let's be honest.
Touché.
I said, coming down on Peter Tamarkin, man.
I said Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow. That was one of the most popular game shows of all time, man. Peter Tamarkin and his hair. All right. Well, we're here. Are we ready to play a little For the Record?
Yes.
Oh, good. All right. So I guess we're going to start.
Category is the 80s.
Yeah.
Mr. DiGilio, it's your question.
Uh-huh.
From what country did the band Simple Minds hail?
Oh, man.
Was it Scotland, Canada, Belgium, or Wales?
Did you say Elgin?
Is that a country?
Belgium.
Oh, Belgium.
Oh, Belgium.
I thought he said Elgin.
I thought he came from the suburb of Elgin. I was like, wait, is that a country that I don't know about?
I am going to say, it's either Scotland or Wales. I'm going to go Scotland.
That is correct.
Oh.
Okay. Simple Minds.
The category is the 90s, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
What country crossover artist had a hit in 1997 with How Do I Live? Was it Shania Twain, Leanne Rimes, Martina McBride, or Shannon Weber?
Martina McBride.
That is incorrect.
What?
Was it Shania Twain?
Leanne Rimes.
Oh.
No.
Meh.
I wouldn't have gotten that in 23.
I thought
years.
It was Martina McBride. Oh, whatever. Whatever.
All right.
That's trash.
I was watching a
TM. Copyright.
I was watching a baseball game recently. It was a minor league baseball game, and the baseball hitter was upset with the call, and so he brought the trash can out to home plate.
He's been listening.
I thought of you.
He's been listening.
Mm-hmm. What team was this?
It was it's a minor league team. It's like the Muskegon River Cats or something.
They were against the Chicago Dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So did this happen in Rosemont?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Because
I'm not sure.
I know the Chicago Dogs manager literally stole third base and handed it to a fan after being upset with a call last week.
What's going on there?
Should we be watching? I feel like this is very exciting television.
Yeah. I mean, the stadium is right by the movie code, the theater. It's right across the expressway from where I do my film club. It's right there. It's easy to get to.
Rosemont Bandits, the softball team.
Ah. All right.
Wait, what? There's the softball team.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Category's real name.
Yeah.
What is Cheap Trick's drummer, Bun E. Carlos, birth name? Is it Brad Carlson, Carlos Bunny, Edward Bunman, or Lloyd Wallen? Choices again are Brad Carlson, Carlos Bunny, Edward Bunman, or Lloyd Wallen.
I hope it's Bunman.
B. B.
That is incorrect. A.
Is it Bunman?
No. Brad Carlson.
Brad Carlson. How did I not know that? I'm like the biggest Cheap Trick fan in the world. I always thought his name was actually Bunny Carlos. I really did. I thought that was his name.
Yep, that's what his parents named him.
I thought his name was Bunny Carlos. I always thought it was the coolest name ever.
And by the way, Esmeralda, you were right. The player who brought the trash can out was on the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks. They were playing against the Chicago Dogs.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay.
And I thought, he must be listening.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it happened in Rosemont, there's a real good chance that maybe he was.
He was listening.
Brennan Metzger.
What's his name?
Brennan Metzger. He's a huge fan of Esmeralda's.
Oh, he took my literal catchphrase.
And he took it.
Yep.
And he brought it out to the umpire.
Mm-hmm.
Text Dan all the time about Esmeralda.
And he identifies himself every time.
Hi, Dan. It's Brennan Metzger.
From the
Fargo-Moorhead
Redhawks. Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks.
He's petitioning to change the name to the Fargo-Moorhead Leons.
Yeah. I mean, flattered, but you know.
Categories, you're on stage. The question is for Esmeralda, but the song will be yours, Mr. DiGilio.
Oh,
please provide us a line or two from Toni Braxton's Unbreak My Heart.
I can't.
God, you're a monster.
I can't. Unbreak my heart!
Do you not know this song?
I don't know it.
Oh my god!
How do you not know this?
I know that she's like, "Unbreak my heart,
say love me again."
Yeah, no.
Undo this hurt you caused when you walked out the door and walked out of my life. Uncry these tears, cried so many nights.
Yeah, I don't know any of that.
I do remember you telling Dan you watched that video mostly for Tony's, you know.
For her.
Yeah,
well, you'd think something would
I don't
soak
like
in.
The song, so I don't care. I would watch her. Maybe I would even turn the sound down.
Why don't you
down.
Sing us a Cheap Trick song, though, so the audience gets a...
No, that's all right. Bunny Carlos is not a real name, so I'm angry right now.
All right, category is One Hit Wonder. Oh, I'm sorry, Esmeralda. I didn't even ask you your question.
What was the question?
What was the first music award won by Toni Braxton? MTV Award, Grammy Award, Soul Train Award, or Tony Award?
I'm going to say Soul Train.
You are correct.
Wow. All right. Is that the last in the first round?
Nope, we got two more questions.
Oh, all right. We're tied at one. I didn't give myself a point for singing because I don't know the damn song.
Because you didn't sing.
No, I didn't because I don't know the damn song. So,
One Hit Wonder is the category for you, Nick. In 1987, this duo had a hit with Don't Disturb This Groove.
Oh.
Who was it? Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
The Housemaids. The System or Chevy Chase?
Oh, it's The System.
That is correct.
Yeah. That song rules. Okay.
Esmeralda, final question, final category, Mosh Pit. Who is the promoter involved with all three Woodstock festivals? Ian Shrivner, Michael Lang, Steve Anderson, Chad Langbartles.
Jeez.
The first one.
Ian Shrivner is incorrect. Michael Lang.
Oh. All right. All right. Well, the end of round one, Skip is retired. And hopefully he'll return. But at the end of round one, I'm in the lead 2-1. So there we go. And we'll come back with more. I have this here that I have to read. Weather and traffic. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. 2 for Tuesday ending here. With Tom requesting Isley Brothers, and that's Who's That Lady? 312-981-7200. Steve Grzanich coming up after this at 5 o'clock with the opening bell, and my main man Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. We are in the middle of another round of For the Record, which is an 80s/90s themed music quiz that is given to us by Skip Skipley, and Esmeralda is here. And at the end of round one, I have two. Esmeralda has one. And look, Esmeralda, can you believe he's back. It's Skip Skipley.
Oh, good.
Hello.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
Oh, you know.
How was your vacation?
It was good. Yeah, it was a little too long. I liked the first weekend part of it. That was great. And then you like hanging out at home. My film screening went really well.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Yeah, so it was fun. It was a nice time off, but I'm happy to be back.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you. So, by the way, Dave's here. I don't know how the hell he got here. He was just on TV. I looked up on the screen, and he was just on the TV, but he's
telling
here.
You, he floated with the cats.
He said, Dave, it's amazing how you do that.
Well, it is the cats. Esmeralda's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on.
The power of the cats.
There
the
it
cats.
Is. Go cats. Yeah. And so Dave's there, and he's ready. He's got his cats who got him here from the TV station in about 14 seconds,
mm-hmm.
which was astounding. Amazing. It's amazing. So he's here, and we're ready for
I heard that Elon Musk is going to use that technology for that bullet train to O'Hare.
Cats? Which,
floating cats.
Can't have these.
Now I imagine Elon Musk and Dave Ennett fighting it out in a brawl.
Right.
You bet.
Can't take my cats. That's right.
My money's on Ennett.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
He's got to carry treats and be like, come here, cats.
Yeah. Yeah. God. All right. Okay. Are we ready for round 20?
We are.
All
the
right.
category is the 80s. The question is for Esmeralda. The song is for Esmeralda. Please provide us a line or two from La Bamba.
Okay. Oh, I get to use my Spanish, because I don't know. Wait, is it all in Spanish? Now that I think about it.
Well, there's a full Spanish version, but there's also a version.
That's the one I know.
There's also a version. There's also a version where they sing some of the lyrics in English. But
the
actual version is
beats
is
me
full,
that one.
It's full right. Spanish, but there is an English
the version. Authentic version.
Yes.
From Esmeralda.
Ta-da! All right. Para bailar la bamba. Para bailar la bamba se necesita una poca de gracia. Una poca de gracia pa mi familia. Arriba y arriba. Dun, 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 dun.
Wow. Wow.
No es basura.
The cats have gone nuts. They've gone nuts. And wait, here's Dave.
I've never seen the cats do this before.
I know.
It's amazing.
They're sitting
bilingual.
Here in stunned silence.
Stunned silence. All the gatos are going nuts in the room.
Yeah. Well, all you right. know.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job. And now you get to answer a question about La Bamba.
In 1987, the remake of La Bamba became the first song in Spanish to hit number one on the U.S. charts. Who brought it there? Julio Iglesias, Los Lobos, Ricky Martin, or Chick Corea?
Los Lobos.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I was going to say La Bamba.
La Bamba by La Bamba.
From the album.
La Bamba.
Yeah. Category is the 90s. Nick, this is your question. What pompadour-wearing artist had an early 90s hit with Wicked Game? Buster Poindexter, Chris Isaak, Brian Setzer, or Johnny B. Bad?
It's Chris Isaak.
That is correct. By the way, Johnny B. Bad with two Ds.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of that other guy. Do you remember? He was a one-hit wonder. What's his name? His name was Jimmy Ray.
Oh, yeah.
He had that song with his name in it.
Jimmy Ray, man.
He also had a pompadour.
All those guys had pompadours.
Very big in the early 90s. Real name is a category.
Uh-oh.
Esmeralda. What is Falco's real name? Is it Albert Falcon, Charles Stahlberger, Johann Hussel, or Gerhard Weiss?
Johann.
You are right.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Falco. Lord.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Amadeus, Amadeus! All right.
Category is you're on stage, Nick.
Uh-huh.
Who received the Grammy for the 1980 Best Pop Performance by a Male with This Is It? Steve Perry, Phil Collins, Neil Diamond, or Kenny Loggins?
Kenny Loggins.
That is correct.
This is it. You know, Michael McDonald was on that song, too.
I can say that.
Is that the part you were singing?
Yeah. Kenny Loggins.
I have a friend who, he's a drummer, and he drums in various bands, and he just played with a band who opened for Michael McDonald.
Opened for Michael McDonald?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Sharing the same
exciting.
Stage with Michael McDonald and his beard.
Same breath.
Oh,
same air as Michael McDonald. Yeah.
Sean Sweet Freedom.
Category is one hit wonder, Esmeralda. Who had their lone hit in 1984 with Modern Day Delilah? Was it Van Stevenson, Scott Stevenson, Lips Incorporated, or The Vapors?
Hmm.
Who had their lone hit in 1984 with Modern Day Delilah? Van Stevenson, Scott Stevenson, Lips Incorporated, or The Vapors?
The first guy.
You are correct, Van Stevenson.
They were being slick there, but the last two were so obviously not.
Well, because I know they were bands, but I'm like, they couldn't just have had some hit that no one heard of.
Lips Inc. had, Lips Inc. had
Funky Town,
and The Vapors said, I'm turning Japanese. So it had to be one of those Sanderson fellas.
Yeah. They're brothers, you know.
The Fighting Sandersons.
That's right.
Oasis has nothing on them. Final question, any final category?
Okay, here's the thing. We're tied at 4.
Oh.
So if I get this right.
Goodness.
I win. Oh, we didn't even discuss what the prize is.
Let's hope it's a question about Toni Braxton.
Yeah. The winner gets to meet Toni Braxton.
Oh, man.
And then say, hey, you look good, but I don't know any of your damn songs. So.
Category is Mosh Pit. In 1980. Coming Up Live at Glasgow was a major hit for whom?
Coming Up Live at Glasgow?
Correct. Rod Stewart, Billy Idol, Paul McCartney, or Sting?
Paul McCartney.
You are correct.
What is this Live at Glasgow thing?
I don't know.
Parentheses Live at Glasgow? Maybe?
Correct.
Really? I didn't know there was a parenthetic. I didn't know that was a parenthetic title.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I just thought it was called Coming Up. Like a flower.
Well, no, it's probably the live version. Don't know.
No, because the studio version is the one that that's just weird. I didn't know that all these years, and I love that song. Wow.
I love Toni Braxton.
All right, I'll say hi to her. I'll say hi to her for you.
Please do.
Okay, I won 5-4, Esmeralda.
Whatever.
So
Braxton sisters won't let you get through to Toni anyway.
That's true.
I have no idea what that means. Apparently she has sisters.
Yeah, okay. She's got a bunch. They all kind of look alike. It's kind of freaky.
Okay. I clearly don't know anything about Toni Braxton except that she's short and cute. That's the only thing that I know about her. So, all right. We'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
And we're going to talk with Kevin Powell about sports and other stuff. So, and Toni Braxton.
And Toni Braxton.
That's right.